Brooke. You're going for redemption today.
Okay, ooh, I like that. Like that.
Okay, how do you spell redemption?
REDEMPTION.
There you go. I think
we're
that's
off to
right.
a good start.
I think we have to check that.
Baby steps. Yes.
Yeah.
And you're going to be trying to get it done against Steve from Tacoma. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, you guys.
Good Hello, morning,
Steven.
How are you?
Hey.
Why do you think
Only
you
my
can?
My sister calls me that.
Yeah.
Everybody else calls me Steve.
Yeah. Well, we're not related, Steven. Okay. Why do you think that you can beat me today?
Oh, I have a good feeling about it.
That's right. All it takes. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently that was easy. Yeah. So, okay.
Steve, I think, is another smarty that we have on the phone because he's an auditor for the Department of Defense.
Oh, all right.
I don't know exactly what that even means.
He's like, that $8 billion airplane costs $1 billion too much.
You got it right. That's exactly
right. Even he feels bad for us. Yeah. He's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Yeah. Like, they're never going to understand. Let's send Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, Steve, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready to do this?
You bet.
Your time starts now. Actor Christopher Lloyd celebrates a birthday today. He's known for playing Doc Brown in what 1985 movie about time travel?
Back to the Future.
Which cleaning product has the slogan, "The Quicker Picker Upper"?
Swift Jet or whatever. Go ahead. Pass.
In what city did the Utah Jazz play before moving to Utah?
New Orleans.
A group of clams is technically known as what?
Pass.
Vodka and orange juice make up what cocktail? Jumped in really quickly with that answer.
Yeah, one right now.
I know that one. We're going to bring Brooke back in the studio. And Steve, it says here on my phone screener that your interesting fact about yourself is that you've been to Australia once.
Whoa. Yes, I have, Mike.
Oh, did you pick up an accent while you were there?
Nobody says shrimp on the barbie or anything like that. They just say cheerio. That's how they greet each other. They
cheerio. Say cheerio.
Was that disappointing to you? Was that the one thing you came to Australia with?
I expected Paul Hogan. I'm probably dating myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Crocodile Dundee.
You got it. You
call that a knife.
Oh, okay.
I remember that guy. Kind of.
Yeah, that's over my head.
Yeah.
All right.
Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Actor Christopher Lloyd celebrates a birthday today. He's known for playing Doc Brown in what 1985 movie about time travel?
Back to the Future.
Which cleaning product has the slogan, "The Quicker Picker Upper"?
Swiffer.
In what city did the Utah Jazz play before moving to Utah?
New Orleans.
A group of clams is technically known as what?
A bunch of them.
Vodka and orange juice make up what cocktail? Canada has two national animals. Name one.
Grizzly bear.
All right, we got the answers in. Let's go to the scoreboard and find out how you did with Jose.
Jose Bolaños, are you ready to find your paycheck? Oh, no!
Bolaños.
The good old days.
Those are the way back old days.
Wow.
I still can't find my paycheck a lot. Steve, you got three correct today.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
And Brooke.
Yes.
Can you rebound? You did. You also got three.
All right, I'll take it.
Well, a tie, but the tie does go to the house.
True.
I'm sorry about that, Steve. We're going to go over the answers for everybody here. Christopher Lloyd celebrates a birthday. He's known as playing Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
Great movie.
The Quicker Picker Upper is the cleaning product slogan for Bounty. The quilted Quicker Picker Upper.
Bounty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before the Utah Jazz were in Utah, they originally played in New Orleans,
cool.
the birthplace of jazz. You both got that one.
It makes more sense than Utah.
Totally. There's not a lot of jazz in Utah.
No.
So.
A group of clams is technically known as a bed of clams. Vodka and orange juice. You guys were both quick to tell
Literally.
Me that that's a screwdriver.
My dad taught me that one young.
And Canada has two national animals. They are the beaver and the Canadian horse.
Horse.
Mounties.
Is there a difference between the Canadian horse and a regular horse?
It's
an Arabian horse.
Yeah.
Any other horse?
Thank you.
Oh, it does.
A lot more.
Okay,
yeah.
It picks up after itself when it poops.
Yeah. It eats maple instead of hay. It just eats maple syrup.
Now we're getting
We're making ourselves look really bad.
Sorry.
Here. I'm sorry, Steve. No cash today. But just for playing, you do get a $100 gift card to the Brazilian restaurant Fogo de Chão. Not only that, you're also entered to win a grand prize of a free year of Netflix. And speaking of Netflix, make sure to check out all the new episodes of Fast and the Furious Spy Racers, which is streaming now.
Cool.
There you go, Steve.
Yeah.
Steven.
Or as they would say down in Australia.
Ah.
Cool. I don't know how they say
it. Would they say the same thing?
I'm pretty sure they just say
it. Okay.
What's your name in Australian, Steve?
Steve-o.
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 All right. Well, thanks for playing, Steve-o. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Box same time tomorrow.
You betcha.